you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to talk Carbon High School golf. Golf team opened up the season yesterday on the road in Richville at Coveview, and they took home first place. 307 is what Carbon ended up shooting. Riker Smith, the junior, who's just been phenomenal for the team over the last couple of years, he finishes with a meatloaf 74. That's what he shoots yesterday. This kid's a player, to say the least. Joining us right now to talk a bit about yesterday and what is in store in the future for the Carbon Dino Golf Program, we have head coach Tom King. Coach, always great to get you on. Thank you.
Hey, Jordan. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Love talking Carbon High School golf here on the show, and you guys actually opened up the season yesterday. You had to travel to Richfield. I know that anytime you go to Richfield, I don't know if you're uneasy or not, but you guys definitely handled your business.
Yeah, Richfield's course sets up pretty decent for these kids. It's a lot of similarities as far as fairways. Some holes are a little bit shorter than others, and the kids play well there. They played, you know, I'd give them a B-plus rating today, yesterday, especially my older kids. I had one kid, Carson Martinez, played really good, and I was really proud of him. As a sophomore, he played his low round of the year yesterday.
You guys finished with a 307. That was the top score of the day. North Sam Pete comes in second at 317. Playing a 307 and only having a 10-stroke lead, does that surprise you at all?
Yeah, I honestly thought we'd have a little bit bigger shot lead coming in after the first round. Just looking at the scores last year, I know North Sam Pete lost a couple players, but they've got a couple of young kids that came up and must have practiced all summer long as well. Because for them to shoot 317, I'm pretty impressed with them. That's a pretty good score for them. They had one kid that I think there was their number four kid shot a 76. And then their top two kids didn't play great. They shot 80. So there are a team out there to go after.
I know it's only one meet, one tournament. It's not, you know, you don't want to write anybody off, but you hold a 31-stroke lead over Richfield, a 41-stroke lead over Canyon View. I mean, it's really going to take some doing on both your guys' end and their end for them to get back into it. I mean, that's a pretty hefty lead after one meet.
Yeah, this team that we have this year should dominate. And for them to have a 31-shot lead over Richfield already and a 41-shot lead over Canyon View is about what we expect. I mean, that's what we expect going into these tournaments. Honestly, this team could probably already qualify itself for state, where we take three teams out of the region of the state. That's, I don't see a problem there already. So we just need to focus at each tournament at hand, play our best that we can at each tournament. Next week we go into Soldier Hollow, wherever the state side will be, and that can kind of set us apart there. That's a little tougher golf course, so we'll hopefully the cream will rise to the top and our kids will play pretty good.
Well, let's talk about the individual scores. Riker Smith, no surprise, he fires the low score of the day, shoots a 74 for you guys. I know you expect Riker to pretty much lead this team throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, the kid was the region medalist last year. The kid's got such a good swing, good mentality on the golf course, good overall good player. Yesterday I saw some shots that Riker hit that I couldn't really hit. It wasn't the true Riker-type shots that he should have hit. So he wasn't very happy with his score. He only made one birdie yesterday, which is unusual for him. He got off to a bad start. I think he was three over through the first four holes, and then birdied number 10 and made pars on everything else. And that's awesome. He made a bunch of pars, ended up shooting two over par, which is a very good score. I know Riker was a little disappointed in his round yesterday. There's a couple holes out there that he could take advantage of, especially the par fives. He should have made more birdies than just making one birdie. However, the wind picked up. The golf course didn't play extremely easy yesterday, especially later in the day, because the wind picked up pretty heavy. So that obviously makes it tougher for these kids. But Riker's, you know, leading the region right now, and that's kind of expected out of it.
Ryan Gagan shoots a 77. Carson Martinez and Joey Benovich both shoot a 78. Then you get Caden Alderson with a 79. Anytime all four of your scores for your varsity are under that 80, that 80 stroke mark, typically that means you're going to win the meet or the tournament.
Yeah, you know, I remember a couple years ago we were thinking 320s were our goal. That was our goals for 320s, and that's an 80 shot average for four guys. Now my goal is 300 or sub 300. These top four kids, top five kids can shoot 75 easy. or under at any golf course they go to now. They've gotten older. They've gotten bigger. They've been able to hit it further. They've learned how to play the game a little bit better. So it's kind of fun to watch how we went from, you know, 340s down to 320s. Now our goal is 300 or better. That's always fun.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Tom King of the Carbon Dino Golf Squad. You talk about shooting, you know, 75 or lower. When you go to Soldier Hollow, is that still a realistic goal? I mean, as you said, that is a little bit of a tougher course.
Yeah, you know, last year we played the gold course. This year it looks like we're going to be on the silver golf course, which is where state will be for us. It is tougher. There's some spots where you can't miss that golf course. If you hit it a little bit awkward or wayward, you're going to be in long rough or lost ball. But the silver golf course also has three par threes. It's kind of unusual. It has three par threes, three par fours, and three par fives on each nine. These kids, with their length anymore, should be able to take advantage of those par fives. So should be some birdie chances, especially if they're putting good. I know Penevich actually hit the ball pretty good yesterday. He just seemed like he overread every putt. He hit a lot of putts on the edges of the lips, but they just didn't get to the ball for him.
Once you guys get past Soldier Hollow, then you got to worry about North St. Pete, and then you get to the one home meet of the season on September 8th. By that point in time, I know your plans are to have such a heavy lead here in the region that you guys can kind of put it away with that home meet.
Yeah, that's our goal. I mean, after our home match, I would like to have such a substantial lead that, I mean, there's no way we can be caught, even if we shot 320s, which I think anything 320 for this team right now is going to be a bad score. It's not really that bad of a golf score for some of these high schools, but for us, it's a bad score. So after our home match, I'm just hoping we have a huge lead. That way we can just go into Juab and play our game. They should play well at Juab. It's a little nine-hole golf course. Then we ended up at Cedar City, and last year we played horrendous at Cedar City. So I'd love to have a huge cushion going into Cedar City.
Yeah, definitely. As far as the remainder of the team shaping out, Coach, even the younger, the underclassmen kids at the JV level, I mean, how is the team as a whole? How are they performing in your eyes?
They're getting better. Definitely getting better. Brady Kagan played varsity. He was a freshman. It's his first high school match ever. He played well. He shot 86, and he actually had three bad holes, really big numbers. So if he eliminated those big numbers just down to bogeys, he would have had it in the 70s too. So definitely the team's getting better. I know Brady played a lot of junior golf this summer. That's why he played these junior tournaments. It prepares you for high school tournaments. The younger kids that we took, a lot better improvement already. So it's kind of fun to watch them just from tryouts down to their first match and throughout the season.
It's definitely a long year. I know you've always said this in the past. You can't win the region in one meet, but you can definitely lose it in one meet. I know, so that means the pressure's still on these guys to make sure that they go out and perform next week.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything that we have a 10-shot lead going into the next match. It's one tournament at a time, one shot at a time, and that's how they need to approach it. They can only deal with the shot that they have at hand right then and there. They can't worry about the shots they had in the past or what's coming up. They just need to stay in the present and do what they're supposed to do at that particular time.
You know, typically this time of the year, Coach, we're talking about winning a region title. We haven't really talked about competing to win a state championship. Does that change the way you coach at all? I mean, do you pay attention to what other schools are doing now a little bit closer than in years past?
You know, I do. I mean, obviously, Park City has been so dominant over the years, and I know their first match up at Roosevelt last week, they shot a 310. Again, that's a good score. They led their region with a 310. It makes me happy that they're shooting 310s because obviously we have a chance to compete with them for sure. I know I was talking to some of the coaches yesterday and a couple of the southern schools, the Desert Hills, the Snow Canyons, the Pine Views. I know Snow Canyon lost one of their top players. I guess he moved to Texas. So now all of a sudden their scores have been coming up huge as far as a golf team. Pine View is going to be one to really watch, and Dixie picked up a good player as well, I heard. So looking at these scores coming up, I'll definitely watch those other regions to see what those top schools are doing. But it's sure much easier to play against Park City when they lose a Mitchell Scow. It's hard to replace a kid that goes out and shoots 65, 66 every time he tees it up.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I know there's no school in session right now, and one of the things that I love about how you run your program, you put such a big emphasis on the academic side of things. It's got to be easier for these kids to golf when they don't have to worry about going to class.
Yeah. School starts next week, and so it's going to be different. We go from 18-hole practice rounds or qualifying rounds down to 9-hole because once we get out of school, daylight just doesn't allow us to be out here all day long. So it's a lot easier for us to get longer rounds in, longer practice sessions in, concentrate on more things now before school, because as soon as school comes along, you know, obviously academics is more important than anything. But then we just lose daylight. The days start getting shorter every day. They get out of school at 3:30 by the time they get to the golf course. So we can only get 9 holes in and a couple hours of good practice.
Well, next Thursday, you guys will travel to Soldier Hollow. Best of luck, and hopefully we can catch up with you again next week, TK.
Yeah, I hope we have good news again, and I hope we're right around that 300 range. I don't see why we shouldn't be. Right now, we're looking at 310 or less every week. And so if we can do that, I think we'll be really good.
Best of luck next week, Coach. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you very much.
Again, Coach Tom King of the Carbon Dino Golf Squad. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk NFL preseason football. Week 2 gets underway tonight. We have 6 games, and we'll talk about each of them when we return.